Good evening, everyone. John Cody here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebowing. During the last Sebowing Village meeting, the council approved a waiver on an ordinance. A temporary agreement for the 3 months was given to allow a resident on Young Street to keep 5 dogs, with 3 being housed inside and 2 housed outside for 3 months. At the end of 3 months, the Young Street resident will come back to the council for a review of possible complaints by neighbors to determine if there were any issues that need to be addressed with that arrangement. The determination deadline will be October 1. In other village matters, there will be a couple of committee meetings coming up on this morning. There was a Downtown Development Authority meeting at 2 p.m. this afternoon, and then a Harbor Commission meeting that is actually starting right about now at 7 p.m. The planned commission meeting will be at 10 a.m. on Tuesday, July 21st. And the Huron County Board of Commissioners tackled a full agenda Tuesday, highlighted by the appointment of a new commissioner to represent District 6. Following interviews with candidates Marvin Coughlin and Glenn Cook, the board voted to appoint Glenn Cook to complete the remainder of the term left vacant by the resignation of Commissioner Joe Murphy. Cook will serve through December 31st, 2028. Commissioners also announced interviews for the Huron County Transit Corporation Board will take place on July 28th. Additional action included formally accepting the resignations of Commissioner Joe Murphy and Corrections Officer Nina McCoy, approving addendum to the county's contract with Thumb Correctional Food Service, and authorizing an agreement related to the Ranger Power Pine Sap solar project. The meeting concluded with routine business, including approval of county bills and an opportunity for public and commissioner comments. When we come back from this Bayport State Bank sponsor message, we'll continue with your local news.
Sally, did you know this year marks the 130th year of the Possum Farm?
Wow, that's great, Frank. How do you know it's the 130th year?
Because this year is also Bayport State Bank's 130th year anniversary. My great-great-great-grandpa started the Possum Farm the same year they opened.
Really?
Yep, he only got the farm because Bayport State Bank gave him a loan to buy the land with an old barn on it.
Wow, Frank, that is the most interesting thing I've ever heard about the Possum Farm. That means Bayport State Bank has been taking care of your family for 6 generations.
That's great. They've always taken great care of us and the possums.
Oh, Frank, I guess you're right. Bayport State Bank is the locally owned bank serving the agricultural, business, and personal banking needs in our area for 130 years.
They sure are. I should go see them about another possum barn.
Oh, Frank.
Whether you're upgrading your farm, needing a business loan, or have a home remodeling project in the future, Bayport State Bank is here to help. With 4 locations in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebowing, Bayport State Bank, an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy, continuing with our local news. During the Lapeer County Board of Commissioners meeting of the whole, some expenditures were given provisional approval to go before the board for a final decision. There was a request from the Sheriff's Department to purchase 10 Sublocade injection shots for qualified inmates at a cost of $15,527, and it was also a request to purchase up to 50 additional Sublocade injection shots as needed for qualified inmates at a cost not to exceed $77,636. The shots are to be administered to the inmates who have an opioid addiction. Those 2 purchases are to be paid from the opioids lawsuit settlement funds the county received. In other financial matters, the prosecutor's office requested renewal of the Corpel software's subscription and storage at a cost of $34,250. The board will review the recommendations that were during the committee meeting of the whole when the board meets in full session at 9 a.m. on July 23rd.
As a parent, you said you'd never give up the convertible.
Look, the van even has its own backing.
You said you'd never schedule your life around a stuffed animal.
Nobody panic. Bun Bun is still at daycare.
And never put them in harm's way.
I'll be right back, little man. Just gonna pop in the store for diapers.
But never happens. Temperatures as low as 60 degrees can be deadly for children left behind. So always bring them with you every time you park the car. Stop, look, lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy. And that news update was brought to you by Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring.